This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, July 31st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Feds spend $50 million on California water storage. Marker bills introduced. Feds boost spending on sites and other projects. The Department of the Interior has announced $152 million for water storage and conveyance projects in the West through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland said the investments will expedite essential water storage projects and provide increased water security. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Kalemlem Tutan recognized that water is, quote, essential to every community for feeding families, growing crops, powering agriculture businesses, and sustaining wildlife. The proposed Sites Reservoir project received $30 million, making the total federal contribution at $244 million. Local stakeholders and the state are financing the project as well. Fritz Durst, chair of the Sites Project Authority, said the investments, quote, exemplify the spirit of collaboration that's been a hallmark of Sites Reservoir. Another $10 million went to raising the BF Sisk Dam to expand the reservoir capacity by 130,000 acre feet. That's enough to irrigate about 45,000 more acres. Interior allocated the same amount to expanding the Los Vercos Reservoir to accommodate 115,000 acre feet of additional storage. Colorado is benefiting from $100 million in the spending plan to shore up drinking water supplies. The remaining $2 million goes to Washington for small projects. Now keep in mind, Representative Jim Costa of Fresno pointed out that he was the only San Joaquin Valley lawmaker to vote in favor of the infrastructure legislation. Costa said he worked closely with Reclamation to secure the water storage funding. Remember, the announcement coincides with the Newsom administration's implementing its controversial bills to fast-track water projects and other infrastructure construction efforts. Senators seek to expand technical assistance. Senate Agriculture Committee member Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico and Kansas Republican Jerry Moran, they're proposing to expand the use of farmer-to-farmer networks to help producers adopt new conservation practices. The senators are also co-sponsoring a bill, the Farmer-to-Farmer Education Act, that would authorize USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service to work with community-based groups to create new peer-to-peer networks or to expand the reach of existing ones. The bill says the networks are intended to, quote, increase long-term adoption of consistent, science-based, site-specific practices designed to achieve conservation objectives on land active in agriculture, forestry, or related uses. NRCS struggles to keep up with the demand for conservation technical assistance. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Democrats seeking agriculture worker safety, competition reforms. Democratic members of the House and the Senate last week proposed massive reforms centered around agricultural competition and worker safety through two new bills. The Agricultural Worker Justice Act would, among other things, allow USDA only to issue line speed waivers at meat and poultry plants if it can inspect and prove that the increase would not adversely impact worker safety, required companies for competing for government contracts to disclose labor and worker safety infractions and require Labor Department to create a worker safety inspection program for meat and poultry plants. The Fairness for Small-Scale Farmers and Ranchers Act would require the Department of Justice and Federal Trade Commission to review agriculture business mergers since 2006 and unwind them if they determine harm to competition, farmers or ranchers, workers or consumers. The bill would also enact mandatory country of origin labeling requirements for beef and pork, ban the use of the tournament system in the poultry market, and prohibit most packers from directly owning or feeding livestock, among other things. BASF sales dipped 25% in second quarter. After adjusting its earnings downward earlier in the month, German chemicals giant BASF reported sales in the second quarter of $19 billion, that nearly 25% below the same period a year ago, coming in at $2.43 billion. Sales in the Agriculture Solutions segment were down 9.6% from the second quarter of 2022. Martin Brudermüller, chairman of the Board of Executive Directors, said the downturn in the ag segment, quote, was mainly due to lower volumes resulting from cautious buying behavior as crop commodity prices softened. That compared with last year's second quarter. Higher chemical inventories also played a role. Despite significantly lower herbicide sales in North America in the second quarter, BASF Chief Financial Officer Dirk Elverman called Ag Solutions' first half performance fantastic. The segment sales for the first 6 months were $6.7 billion, up from $6.5 billion in the first half 2022. NEPA revisions stress environmental justice, climate change, and federal project reviews. The latest proposed revisions to the National Environmental Policy Act emphasize interagency coordination, environmental justice, climate change, and public involvement in environmental reviews. Reaction to last week's Council on Environmental Quality's proposal was mixed. Republicans on Capitol Hill and business groups, such as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, saying it would slow down the permitting process. While the proposed rule does include some permit streamlining measures required by the debt ceiling agreement, it also contains provisions that would further delay project approvals for nearly $2 trillion in public investments, the chamber said. The Environmental Defense Fund, however, said the proposed rule, quote, includes steps that would accelerate the process for improving clean energy projects and makes it easier for communities to have a voice in those approvals. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I am agriculture. That Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia, noting a growing sense of solidarity in the industry and comparing it to President John F. Kennedy's 1963 anti-communism speech in West Berlin. Kennedy famously said, "Ich bin ein Berliner," which arguably does not translate to, "I am a jelly donut." Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, July 31st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.